T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call Banks. His report is brought to you by Tri-State Kia Dealers. Visit TriStateKiaDealers.com. Discover Kia's full lineup of high-quality, stylish, and dependable vehicles. And by Foxwoods Resort Casino, the wonder of it all. The two-time Super Bowl champion, number 58 in your program, Carl Banks. Carl, how are you?
I am doing good. You will appreciate this, Joe. I am in a convention center, and I found a payphone.
Is that what you actually had a payphone? They actually exist?
Yeah, well, because the ambient noise in the convention center would have been too much for my cell phone, so I actually found a payphone.
Wow.
And you know what's beautiful?
Hold on,
let me put some quarters in. No, I'm just kidding.
The best part is you sound great.
I mean,
the quality
it's
of the phone
good,
call is so much better than a cell phone.
Are you in the metropolitan area? Are you in Dallas?
I'm in D.C. right now.
You're in D.C. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't believe they still make payphones.
That is amazing.
I'm walking around this convention center trying to find a quiet room. And I stumble upon payphones. I'm like, oh, this is perfect.
Yeah.
That is perfect. Very old school.
I thought there were as many payphones as Blockbusters left on this planet.
Well,
I think there's one Blockbuster left in the United States of America. I'm not sure where. There used to be one in Alaska because there isn't great Wi-Fi up there. That's right. But they just closed it. So now I think it's the state of Washington or Oregon. One of those irrelevant Northwest states.
Irrelevant Northwest states.
Am I right?
No, well, I'm
right.
You don't want to get it. You don't want me to go anywhere. I have my reasons why I'm not crazy about either of those states.
And here's the bottom line.
I'm not running.
I'm not running for president, so what do I care?
Right.
I don't need their votes. Blank them.
That's right.
Carl.
Oh, boy.
What's your thoughts on this one? The Cowboys, obviously, to me, I don't think they're going to be a very good team this year, especially with the concerns now on the offensive line without Travis Frederick and really having no receiver. But give me your initial feeling about this giant Cowboy game coming up Sunday.
Well, I think being at home, the Cowboys are always going to be dangerous. Now, let's give them some credit where they deserve it. They have a running back who is exceptional. They do know how to run the football still. They may not be able to protect the quarterback like when they had their entire group healthy, but when you run the football effectively, especially the way that offense is designed, it opens up a lot more of the game for their quarterback. Now, if you force their quarterback to have to manage third and longs all the time, then you may have some opportunities. But the reality is where the Giants struggled a little bit against a really good defense last week will be the same challenges. They will have to be able to protect the quarterback. They will have to be able to run the football. And then on the defensive side of the ball, the Giants will be tested on the edges of their defense. They didn't hold up very well on the edges. And it's things that can be fixed by them fundamental-wise, technique-wise. But I don't see them running in the middle of the Giants' defense. They have three stout guys there. And just like Jacksonville did, they took to the edges. They ran at Kareem Martin. They ran on the other side, and they had some success. So the Giants will have to be very gap responsibility sound. Those guys are going to have to be where they're supposed to be because Ezekiel Elliott is the player where he reads defenders as good as anybody playing. So if you run out of a gap, he's in it, and he's gone. So they're going to have to be disciplined for 60 minutes. It's a game that could go either way. It could be one of the typical giant cowboy nail-biters, or it could be a lopsided game one way or the other. It just depends. But I think the Giants are in a position right now where I think they should have some level of confidence in terms of being able to compete. I think the team that they're facing this weekend is not going to be as complete a football team as the Jacksonville Jaguars, so it'll afford them to do some things.
Yeah, I look at the Cowboys, and first of all, there's no more Jason Witten, there's no more Dez Bryant. The one really big weapon they have is Elliott. The quarterback, to me, has gone backwards because I think we're finding out that can the quarterback really win games on his own, especially when he doesn't have great weapons. I don't know about that. This, to me, might be the weakest Cowboys team I've seen in a long time.
It's because we don't know a lot about them.
Right,
though.
Right.
And you don't want to be the team that these guys have their coming out parties on either.
No, I understand.
You know what I mean? Sure. They have a 53-man roster, and they're going to put 11 on the field that they feel good about that a lot of people don't know about. So we don't know how good these guys are. Last week didn't say a lot about it. You don't want to be the team where these guys have their breakout games. And, you know, they still do have a good defense. Their linebackers and
decent
front four are fast and they're relentless.
You know what's funny about that? I was just thinking that for the last, you know, whatever it's been, 3-4 years, the identity of the Dallas Cowboys, to me, hasn't been Dak. It hasn't been Zeke. It's been the offensive line.
They have
the best offensive line in football. Now their identity is, I think the strength of their team is their defense.
I really do. Yeah.
When you look at the talent that they have, guys like DeMarcus Lawrence who can get to the quarterback, even Jalen Smith, who has a chance to be really good.
Yeah. Sean Lee.
We'll see about Randy Gregory. I almost look at this Cowboy team now, Carl, and think, the strength of the Cowboys is their defense. It's not the offensive line. It's not the quarterback. The running back is great, but how good is the running back if the offensive line isn't going to open up holes for him?
Well, let's ask Giant fans. How good was he until he broke a 69-yarder? The fact that he's always a threat to break one with one mistake and put your team back in the game is, you know, that's the danger of having and competing against a guy like Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, the offensive line could be crap. They just got to be good on one play, and he can do the rest. So that's why, you know, if you're a defender, you've got to be so committed to 60 minutes of sound fundamental football because he's the guy that if things are going well for you on one side of the ball, he's the guy that can get them back in the game in a hurry.
Mm. The punt returner, Clay, are we going to see him again this week, Carl?
If you do, he'll be fair catching and make sure he's up under the ball. Look, you know, we're seeing a lot of – and you know, I was just, you know, kind of scrolling through the internet, and we thought we had it bad here in New York with everything that's going on with, you know, the criticism of offensive lines. I looked at Dallas's, some of their fan base, they're killing their guys too. They're now they're questioning whether or not Dak Prescott should have ever been drafted. I'm like, boy, how things change. But, you know, it's every team, I'm not going to say every team, but a lot of teams around the league right now are having their question marks about their offensive line. And it's going to continue that way because there's just not the demand is greater than the supply. So you got to work with what you have. I saw Bobby Hart starting for the Cincinnati Bengals last night.
Yeah.
He had some good plays, and other plays he looked like the old Bobby Hart. You know, you just got to work around it. You know, you tailor your offense, and that's what coaches get paid for, to tailor their offense around the available talent. So we'll see how good of a job this group will do with the Giants, but you know, you can see they can get guys open if they can protect the quarterback, and then the quarterback has to execute as well. So there's a lot to get accomplished, a lot to improve on, but if I were in that Giant locker room as a player, I would be encouraged by some of the things I saw, but I would be so demanding at this point not to fall back into bad habits.
Mm. We're joined by Carl Banks. His Keys to the Game are sponsored by your Tri-State Kia dealers. Visit TriStateKiaDealers.com to discover Kia's full lineup of high-quality, stylish, and dependable vehicles. What are the keys? We'll start with the Giant game. We'll even get to the Jet game, get some keys for them. But what are the keys to the Giants beating Dallas Sunday night?
Well, I think for the Giants defensively, it's just going to take 60 minutes of fundamental football. The thing that you just can't say, stop the run or stop Ezekiel Elliott, because you do have a quarterback who can run the football too, and the Giants have been burned since the last preseason game with bootlegs. So, or some kind of quarterback action that puts him, you know, away from all the defenders. So they really have to be committed to their fundamentals. They will have to create some third and long situations. Offensively, it's just execution. It's execution, and they cannot allow the Dallas Cowboys defensive front to disrupt on a consistent basis. They're going to make some plays, Dallas will, because they're that good up front. But they've got to be able to hold up in crucial situations and not get behind on the down and distance count.
Mm. You know, I look at this game, Colin, and I know it's only the second week of the season, and I don't want to make it too much out of it, but the loser of this game is in trouble. Is in trouble going forward. I know there's 14 games after that, but an 0-2 start, whoever that is of these two teams, I think it's a little bit of an issue.
Well, I mean, it could be, and most likely it will be, but this is a long season. A lot of teams have not even hit their stride yet. So I'm going to say give it to the fourth game of the season to really kind of see where all the teams are in the NFL. There are going to be some stinkers from some teams that you say, wow, I thought they'd be better. And then by the fourth game, they started to hit their stride. Now, keep in mind, we're talking about a team that was 3-13. So in trouble, what does that mean? It's all relative. You know what I mean?
No, I understand.
It's not,
sure,
it's not
sure.
Like, it's not like you're walking in with the expectation, the overt expectation anyway, of winning, you know, 14 games. So you've got to go out and just get better each and every game because you were 3-13. So what is trouble for the Giants? You know, for the Giants fans who forgot what the record was last year, they may see it, but the record was what it was for a reason.
I don't think Giant fans view it that way. I think the bar is a lot higher than a team that won three games last year.
Yep.
Well, it is, but that's my point. So if they lose two, they're in trouble of what? Not making playoffs or not getting better?
Well, I think you hit on it when we talked Monday, though. I think what happens is, you know, that learning how to win thing. You know, so now you lose the first game, now you lose the second game, and it's a big divisional game. You know, does it seep into the brain? You know, they got to relearn how to win. And I think you said that on Monday.
Well, yeah, and I don't know if it seeps into. Well, if you start to see the same things over and over again, then you know they're back into their old habits.
Right.
But
right.
If you're seeing something different and they lost a different way, that's all part of the process too. And again, the roster has been turned over, so these guys definitely are learning each other, and they will have to learn how to win.
What are the keys to the Jets starting 2-0? They did everything right on Monday night.
Well, here's the thing. There's a you probably have never heard this, but Iman Shumpert's wife, Tiana Taylor,
right?
She has a album out titled KTSE, Keep That Same Energy.
There you go.
The last thing I thought is you were
keep that same energy. Boy, that's wow.
I never thought you would quote Iman Shumpert's wife.
What an analogy that was.
Her album is phenomenal, but that's what they need to hashtag, keep that same energy, KTSE.
Mm. By the way, we were talking earlier about how Joe and I have made many predictions and opinions over the years that we've been wrong on. You just brought up a guy I was so wrong on. I thought Iman Shumpert was going to be an all-star. Yeah. I really did.
He played defense.
He did.
Win a championship.
He's turned out to be a solid NBA player.
Yes, but not the all-star I envisioned. Yeah. I was a little off
hopefully
about that.
Hopefully Kevin Knox will be that guy. You know what I mean, Cole?
Yeah, exactly. Iman Shumpert's somebody else's guy now. Kevin Knox is ours.
Yep.
That's right. Well, Carl, enjoy your time in D.C. Enjoy Dallas, and we'll talk to you Monday.
Talk to you
Thank you, guys.
Cole.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.